If you've seen Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, one of the most surprising digital special effects is that Peter Cushing, who died in 1994, appears as Grand Moff Tarkin, the character he played in Star Wars in 1977. It's a digital recreation, and it has raised some legal questions in Hollywood about an actor's publicity rights after their death. Joining us now via Skype is Joe Rothberg, who is an attorney with Brutskus Gubner in Los Angeles. Joe, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what are the publicity rights and what are the legal rules about digitally recreating an actor or celebrity after their death?
So that actually depends a lot on what state you are living in and what state you were living in at the time of your death. Publicity rights allow individuals to control their name, voice, signature, photographs in connection with commercial use. In this case, it would be a film. And certain states are very protective over those rights. Certain states are not as protective. Certain states have enacted laws that let these publicity rights survive death. So states like California, where there's a lot of celebrities, actually Tennessee is a good example because of Elvis's estate, and Indiana, which is home to or was home to James Dean, I should say. So it allows states that enact those postmortem rights allow descendants of a deceased celebrity to control the use of a celebrity's image for a certain amount of time after their death.
And has this come up a lot? I'm wondering if this even happened before we had the technology to deal with digitally recreating somebody who's no longer alive.
Yeah, it's actually, it comes up every now and then on almost a 7-year cycle, it seems. My favorite example from a while ago was actually a Super Bowl commercial, if you remember, that had Fred Astaire, or digitally recreated Fred Astaire, dancing with a dirt devil. And everybody thought, oh, wow, now we can just have all these celebrities that have been deceased come back. Some states strengthened their postmortem laws after those started coming out. But we hadn't really seen someone to the extent of, I guess you'd call it Peter Cushing's resurrection in Star Wars. As a spoiler, I guess I should warn people, but he was a big part of the movie. He had a lot of lines.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, why people have really started reconsidering what the situation is in terms of the ability to control your image after you're gone.
And by the way, Lucasfilms has already come out and said that they're not planning to do that with Carrie Fisher in any future Star Wars films because people were wondering whether they would try to put her in, digitally recreate her image into a future Star Wars film. They say that that is not in their plans at the moment. What about the case of Marilyn Monroe? Tell us what happened there.
Yeah, so the estate of Marilyn Monroe got into a pretty big legal fight a couple years ago. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals finally ruled on it in 2012. And the fight actually ended up being about where Marilyn Monroe was domiciled at the time of her death. And as I said before, different states have very different laws and regimes about what kind of rights you might have after death. California is very strong. New York is not very strong. And the court decided that she was in fact domiciled in New York at the time of her death. Domicile is a fancy legal term for saying you were living there and you intended to permanently live there. And because of that, her heirs could not use the California Civil Code's Postmortem Celebrity Rights Act to control her estate. So, I mean, when you have someone like Marilyn Monroe, who's on all sorts of t-shirts and merchandise still, there's a lot of money in it. And the right to control those property rights is, you know, you're talking big business.
So what if you're not dealing with the death of an actor, but rather the studio decides that they want to make a sequel, the actor's not into it, and they say, okay, well, we'll just digitally recreate you into it. Is that
sure?
Is that something that happens or could happen?
That would be much more difficult to do because while not a lot of states have enacted a postmortem right to publicity, many states, including California, where all the studios are, there's a very strong protection for your right to publicity in the here and now. So if somebody just tries to use your likeness as part of a commercial enterprise without your consent, you'd be able to use California Civil Code 3344 to try and contest that.
Hmm. So do you expect a lot of actors are going to be writing new wills or contracts at this point to make sure they're protected?
I think it's something they're thinking about a little more. What's going to be interesting, I think, is if the union decides to weigh in on this. Not everybody – I mean, in California, there's a time limit to how long your publicity rights last after death. So like a copyright, you can basically phase into the public domain. And I think it's going to be interesting to see if studios realize they can make or if they can make a great deal of money off, I don't know, recreating Napoleon or something to that effect and kind of cutting actors out of the deal-making process.
Hmm. Well, I do remember Bill Clinton in the movie Contact, and he wasn't actually, you know, acting for the movie, but they placed him in there and put Jodie Foster there with him, even though they weren't together in the same room, and that brought up a lot of questions.
Yeah, and they did that in Forrest Gump, too. I think the difference there being that that was use of archival footage, which you've already kind of relinquished over, and there might be a fair use argument there.
That's Joe Rothberg, who is an attorney with Brutskis Gubner in Los Angeles, taking on some of the challenges of the future, although the future may be now in some cases. Joe, thank you.
Thank you so much.